Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod week, episode 2 during lockdown, really, and we're still coping, we're still surviving, and hope you are too. Hope you're staying safe, and I hope you're staying creative as well. I'm Howell, this is Jamie, who's about 30 miles away, and this is Matthew, who's about 200 miles away.
Aye.
All managing at the moment. The weather turned, I feel like today is Wednesday the 1st of April, and I feel like today was the first day that I got sense from people on WhatsApp and stuff that everyone's going a bit glum. The sort of newness of the whole thing had started to wear off a little bit, and people started to feel a bit fed up, whereas last week the sun was shining, we could sit in the garden all week. So I feel like things are turning. How are you two coping?
Whew. What's your thoughts, Matthew?
Well, like I was just saying before we started, like if it weren't for all the, you know, death and financial devastation, I would actually be having quite a lovely time. This would just be great because I'm getting to spend loads of time with my daughter. I'm, you know, only doing half a day of work, really, maybe three quarters of a day, and I'm exercising and, you know, just sort of connecting with people in a different way. It's not as terrible as it could be.
Yeah, I'm enjoying doing Joe Wicks's 30-minute exercise session on YouTube every morning with George.
You haven't kowtowed to that nonsense, have you?
You know what I love about Joe Wicks? He's just effervescent personality. And he really gets me going at 9 o'clock in the morning with some fantastic lunges. So I can't recommend it highly enough. And he's on every morning, Monday to Friday. He doesn't need another plug because he's been on nearly every show. But it's high-quality exercise for you and your kid.
A million zillion views, isn't he? He's getting people from all across the world. We tuned in one day, and I hated him.
And he's pretty annoying. Yeah. I mean, he spends most of the time just doing call-outs. Oh, I've got someone in New Zealand. Yeah, New Zealand, Kiwis. And he's just a little bit too much, but the exercises themselves are quite enjoyable, and I do like, it's not too heavy going, but it gets me going in the morning. It gets me fired up in the morning to do a day's work. And because it's a good way of differentiating the weekdays from the weekend. Otherwise, I just meld into one long, weird lockdown trip. So it does help having like a 5-day session of exercising.
Yeah, I agree about that.
Yep. That's right. I've been trying to watch lots of TV, but not getting through as much as I want. I would have thought I'd have nailed every box that I ever wanted to watch. Let's just kick off quickly with a mention to the new Ozark. Ozark Season 3 is on Netflix now, and the first two seasons were very good. Jason Bateman doing his thing, directing the first couple of episodes, I think, as well. And I've watched three of the new series, and they're all high quality, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Don't want to give anything away. In season three, but it's exciting. Go on, Jamie.
It's one of those where, like, I'd forgotten nearly everything that happened in season two.
Yeah.
And the recap, and also another thing, the recaps on Netflix are shit.
Yeah, they do
recaps, and you're like, they just sort of like show flashes of stuff that you half remember, but they don't explain what happened or anything. It's just like a trailer for series two. So you're like, oh, now I'm more confused. And so I didn't
really
remember anything.
These things like Ozark and Better Call Saul and stuff like that, which has really complex winding plots. You need someone to just go, remember this? Remember this?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, this person you thought was going to die but didn't. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing people show up and I'm going, I thought they were shot in the last thing.
Yeah. Well, once you get over that, it's such a gripping, brilliant... I mean, it really is fantastic. It's like, I forget how much I like Ozark until I start watching it again. And Laura Linney and Jason Bateman are just two forces of nature.
Linney's great, but Bateman, his character reminds me of Paul Webster, a guy we worked with for years. But shout out to Paul Webster.
A little bit, yeah.
There's just something about his calmness, his closed offness, and his just, you know, he just has this very small set of rules that are all related to money, and that's what he lives by. It's all about calculated risk, everything. And it's and it just leads to such great dynamic. Like, whenever an emotional person is in a scene with him, or whenever you know that he should be emotionally reacting to something, the waters just run deeper and deeper, and he kind of gives away less and less. It's so good. Plays it so well.
It is.
I think you hit the nail on the head, actually. It's like, I forget how much I enjoyed it until I start watching it, because when the series 2 came out, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch that. And then I started watching it, and I was like, yeah, of course I wanted to watch this. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
And Julia Garner's character, Ruth Langmore, is just so brilliant. Like, some of her lines, just the funny and the absolutely, like, she's the best she's the best at taking someone down with her incredibly insulting line. It's so well done. She's such a great character.
There's a scene in, this is not spoiling anything, there's a scene at the beginning, I think, of episode 2 where it was a teacher in a class who's a supply teacher trying to control a class who are sending something around their mobiles, and essentially he flips out in a way that, like, I don't know if anybody watching it didn't say at the end of it, that's exactly what I want to do every day at work, like, at one point. It's just the best flip out you've ever seen. Anyway, so if you've never started Ozark, get on it. If you've not got back on it, get back on it. Quick mention that Community has arrived on Netflix. I think you might have mentioned that last week. What have you booked?
No, Community was on Prime before. It's moved to Netflix now.
It's on the Netflix now, I believe. So, fantastic. It is. Yeah. And I've noticed.
I cannot recommend that show highly enough.
Yeah, it really is. Along with Parks and Rec, it's one of those you might find the first series not as enjoyable as once you've got into it, but it really is special.
I don't think that's true. I think it's only the first 3 or 4 episodes that are a little bit they're a bit more conventional than the rest of it.
Agreed.
But it's one of the smartest comedy shows, and there is an episode in, I think it's series 2, the Dungeons and Dragons episode, and the paintball episodes as well, which are just astonishing. Launched the careers of Joe and Anthony Russo as well, who went on to do all the Avengers shit.
So, and I also
high quality.
I also want to hold up this mirror at Matthew once more, just to double down on the fact that I am carrying on, Jamie, with the American Office, and everything that they've said is true, Matt. Everything they say is true. Just gets better and better and better. So, you know.
All right, maybe lockdown is the time for me to actually finally get into that bucket. But
all right, sticking with Netflix. So resistant. The Tiger King is a multi-episode documentary that's just landed on there. You may have seen it pop up. It's about quite a bizarre guy in the southern states of America who works at a wildcat park that he runs. He's a very large personality, and this thing takes a number of turns that are all to do with the potential death, hitmen, murder, and running for governor. And it is a roller coaster of a ride of a documentary. You couldn't, I'm sure you agree, you two, that, like, you couldn't write these characters, could you?
Well, Jamie, you haven't seen it yet.
No, I've not seen it. I'm aware of the hype around it, because there's a lot on social media about it. But so what exactly is the plot? This guy's kind of a weird eccentric.
Yeah, it's a documentary. It's this guy called Joe Exotic. Well, first of all, I mean...
Joe Exotic.
I've only watched...
His birth name.
I've only watched the first episode, and there is, as far as I know, there's nothing in the first episode that is, like, spoilerific, because most of it's included in the trailer.
Yeah.
But this guy... First of all, there are more tigers living in the States in captivity than there are in the world in the wild.
Wow.
Which is instantly, that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And there are these places that have been breeding big cats in captivity for years and years and years. There are two particular characters that it focuses on from the wildlife park side of things. And then there's a third character called Carol something, who is a wildlife activist who wants to shut them down. And it's about the kind of that triumvirate and it's just batshit crazy. Yeah, like you say, you couldn't write it because it would just be like, this is ridiculous.
Well, yeah,
who would believe that would happen? But it did.
You go thin. If you were making that documentary, you go home at the end of every day and just like shake your head and pinch yourself and just go, have I really just filmed what I've just filmed?
Yeah, yeah. It is. I mean, I don't want to say any more about it because I don't know anything more, and cool. I don't want you to.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Say anything more because I want to find everything out.
Where are you up to in it, Howell? Have you finished it?
Yeah, I would say that it's a very hard bar to keep up, you know. It's like
this is what I was going to ask actually. How many episodes are there?
Oh god, I can't remember. 6, maybe 7.
It's a few episodes. So it's not like 10 or 12. It's not that long.
Don't think so. Let me check right now.
Like Wild Wild Country was a great documentary, but that did have little periods where it ran out of steam, and then it picked it back up so hard that I was like, well, why didn't you just skip to that bit? This is a documentary. It's not like a drama series. You don't have to write all these episodes.
Yeah, yeah, 7 episodes. And I think because there's such larger than life characters, because the stuff that's happening is so alien to us, the only place that it can end up is the real world, right? Because it's true. So in a way, your expectation of complete and utter madness and chaos can't quite be met. But on the other hand, still, the things that happen are just well worth sticking with. And at the very least, you'll end it and go, what a fucking crazy, organization, bunch of people, set of characters, there's people going off and living in Vegas, and it's just like, it's almost like a tick box of everything crazy, from that to the FBI. Everything that you could put in a plot is in there, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, all right, cool.
Okay, so some stuff that we've talked about recently. I have watched a few of Sex Education Now. Very much enjoy it. It doesn't drag me back. It doesn't drag me back, but I like it. It's good.
I can't remember which episode it was that actually was the one. I think it's one episode. I can't say which one it was. It gives it away. But there's an episode where something happens to one of the characters that's quite traumatic in season
one. Which episode? Which series? Series one.
Series one.
Yeah,
and that was the one.
Yeah.
It was at that point that I was like, I'm starting to. It kind of gripped me from then on. It was like, it was more. It felt like it needed to calm down. Like, first few episodes, it's very much establishing characters and they're very loud, and it's a very loud world, and the subject matter is very in your face. And then it calms itself down. It gets really interesting. The characters are really well developed, and you kind of start to get into the world. And I'm loving it now. I'm into season two. And me and Lauren are absolutely kind of hooked to it. It's just, we just needed to get far enough in to sort of get past the shininess of it.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good. It's like we're G-ing each other on in certain directions at the moment, so that's good. We're making good steps. Has anyone else stepped forward with anything? Matt, I'm not okay with this.
I'm not okay with this, yes. I've watched 4 episodes of that now.
Great.
I think it's really good.
Good.
First of all, I love the main actress. I can't remember her name. Someone wouldn't mind looking
it
up. But she was in, and I'm just going to chuck another recommendation out there. She was in Sharp Objects, which I don't remember if you guys watched.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You did. But Sharp Objects is one of the best things I saw last year, and I think it's one of the best things I've ever seen.
For a
single series. It's one of those ones where it's like, you know, it's got some twists and turns thrown in there, and every single one of them lands. And like in the last episode, the kind of the revelations that happen in there, me and Hannah both just went, oh no, at one point. And it's just a brilliant show. So if that is out there anywhere, it'll be on Now TV or on Sky somewhere. Find that, watch it.
Sophia Lillis.
Yeah, she's great. And it's interesting that we're talking about this straight after Sex Education, because there is a kind of, while they are once not in any way similar, they are actually quite similar. In that it's sort of about that time in people's lives where they're sort of awkwardly feeling out the opposite sex or the same sex and starting to have physical interactions with them. And this just has a level of polish and quality to it that British series never have. Mm. Almost never have.
Yep.
You know, it's a much more kind of thoughtful and I don't know what
simple.
I'm trying to say exactly.
No, you're here, right. There's a simplicity to its perfection which you don't get in British stuff. You don't get the feeling people are suggesting other dynamics that need to be chucked in to make it exciting. It's quite a simple.
Yeah, and instead of the loudness and kind of brashness and colourfulness of Sex Education, it has a sort of muted, dull tone to it.
Yeah. The location helps sort of, that as well, I think, doesn't it? That place where it's
absolutely
shot,
where is it? It's Pennsylvania, isn't it, or something?
I had a look at how much house prices were there. You know, by the river there, Matt. You could move there into a big old wooden house on the river there for like £40,000.
Wow!
I think it's an ex like mining town or whatever. But it was tempting.
But so this girl, this sort of awkward high school girl, starts developing superpowers that manifest when she is particularly emotionally charged with anger. I think the central performance is great. And there's this kind of relationship with her mother, which is really, really well written and well drawn.
Yeah.
Some fantastic peripheral characters. I mean, it's I am really looking forward to watching more.
Yeah, and also if you're put off by the superhero thing, if the mention of superhero makes you expect a certain complexity from other superhero stuff, it's not. It's really mix Stranger Things with a teen dramas of your youth, but add a sort of non-dramatic and a really great modern storytelling. You don't watch it thinking, oh god, this is for teens. You watch it going, this is bloody great, and it happens to be about teenagers. It's really good. It's really good.
I don't know if anyone ever saw a film called Chronicle.
No.
Which was also a superhero origin kind of thing, but it had much more of this sort of vibe to it. It was, you know, as far from the Marvel universe as you could want to get, really.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, okay.
That's that.
But yeah, so I started watching that, and I watched the first episode of The Americans as well.
Yes.
Oh, I did not expect that.
I didn't get past the first episode, but I intend to. It didn't offend me greatly. It didn't offend me at all. Matt, what did you think?
I think I felt about the same as you. I went into it with quite high expectations because Jamie recommended it.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know. It just felt. I wanted it to be more kind of technical and precise. I wanted it to be a bit more like how what's that one? Mindhunter is.
In
the sense that I wanted to get a real understanding of how it's about Russian sleeper agents. I wanted to get a real understanding of how that would work. Whereas this feels just a little bit more kind of, what's a good comparison? I don't know. I'll try and think of a good comparison.
Maybe a bit more network TV. This felt a bit more. I don't know. It felt a bit more kitchen sink
It's not a network TV thing. No. It is what I would say is it's not easy to initially get into. It's very understated. It's not something that like grips you immediately. That is true, but it's not like the what you're looking for. You probably won't find in this show, Matt. But what it does have is the relationships within this very tense situation between the family and also the neighbours, and they have handlers that they have really fantastic interactions with as it goes along, and they get into some incredibly difficult and horrible situations as the series goes on. But you have to do a pilot.
It wasn't commissioned for Netflix as a whole. I'm guessing that first episode was an actual pilot.
Probably was actually. I mean, you know how with The Wire, initially you have to do a bit of lead. I'm not saying it's as good as The Wire, by the way, but you have to do a little bit of legwork. You have to work a bit hard to start really getting into it, don't you? Because it feels very like it's not in your face. It's very kind of sat back, and you're just kind of, you have to lean into it. Well, you have to lean into this in the same way. And if you do, it won't get as good as The Wire, but it gets really good, and it rewards you for that.
Okay.
All right. I get what you're saying, and I'm going to give it more episodes, but yeah, it feels like to sleeper agents, what 24 is to spy thrillers. do you know what I mean? The Russian guy in the safe house that you meet in the first episode doesn't feel very real. It's like do you know what I mean at all? He's just sort of in this weird kind of palatial safe house, drinking vodka, wearing a fur coat.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy needs to look really Russian, costume department. Let's really make him look Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Labeled Russian.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember it exactly, but I mean, it might have started a bit clumsier, but it definitely gets a lot more subtle and sophisticated with the thriller elements. So, stick with it, yeah, good stuff. Good. I don't think you will, Howell, will you?
I might do. I'll tell you what else I'm watching. Jack Ryan, starring The Office.
John Krasinski.
Was
that good?
Yeah, it really is. I couldn't remember what... I think I just left it playing in the background because I went back to it and went, I remember giving up on this after half an hour, and I'm on like series two, so I don't know quite how it happened. But, feel free to jump straight in at series two, episode three. But certainly series two, you really don't need to watch the first one. But it's really good. It's like what you thought 24 was at the time, probably. But it's much better. It's got a much richer tapestry to it, and the characters are really great. Our Man Out the Wire and Suits is in it. What's his name? Wendell Pierce.
Who did he play in The Wire? Oh, right.
Joe, who did he play in The Wire? Wendell Pierce. What was his character's name? Wendell
Pierce. Oh, right. He plays...
The main Bugs, not Bug. Is his name Bug?
Bunk.
Yeah. He's in it as one of the main characters, and it's a great character because he just tells people to fuck off all the time. Like, he's a suit, but he's just really brash. It's really great. It's a really, really good, awfully... crack on with it, late night watch. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I saw Wendell Pierce in the West End last year doing Different Salesman.
Really? Is he good?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
If one more person sends me the link to the National Theatre streaming live James Corden in Servant of Two Masters. God damn. Anyway.
One man, two governors.
Yeah. Two men, one professional actor. Let's. Should we do a quiz then?
Let's do it.
Well, hang on. Let me just quickly. Let me just say one thing.
Go on.
Picard starts well. Is shit.
Oh no.
Oh.
I finished it.
I hated the last two episodes of it. I absolutely hated them.
Oh dear!
Garbage.
Okay, I won't bother then. Hey, I haven't. we haven't mentioned the fact that Disney Plus has kicked off. Has anyone?
Oh yeah, I've started the. I've started the Mandalorian. That was the big thing I was going to bloody talk about.
You got? What do you think?
I bloody loved it. I've two episodes in, because they've only had two on there so far. Because they're doing it week by week.
No, the third one's out now.
Oh, is it? Oh yeah, my god! I just thought it was so good. I thought it was so well done. Have you started it, Howell?
Nope. I've never ever cared about Star Wars, so I'm just not excited about
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
I will watch it, but I'm not, just not bothered. It's just not really good,
you,
Star Wars.
You don't really need to care about Star Wars for this. It's like a sci-fi western, Howell. That's what.
Yes.
That's the way to look
it
at
is.
It.
Okay, that is exactly what it is. But you do have to know a bit about Star Wars to understand.
Oh,
it,
I've seen them all. I've seen them all. So I'll do it. But Disney Plus generally, are we impressed with this?
I'm enjoying it. I think it's good.
I've had some stability issues.
Me too.
Oh, I've had some issues sometimes. Yeah, Pixar. When I've clicked on the Pixar icon, content's not arrived on the screen for some reason. Maybe that's me internet, though. I don't know.
It's nice because you are... I mean, what you've got there, Netflix has got depth, right? Netflix, you could watch for 300 years and not watch everything. This is heritage. It is lots of well-known brands. I wonder whether you'll still want it in year three. I don't know, but it's great to be able to just flick on Aladdin or whatever.
Oh, right. It's great for when you've got kids as well, because, you know, when you can just shove like Moana on. I showed George Lion King for the first time, and he absolutely loves. I just can't wait. The song "I Just Can't Wait to Be King" is his new favorite.
Did you show him the original or the new one?
I showed him both, and I think he agrees with me. And the second one is a bit shit, really, and doesn't need to be made.
Sorry, the second what?
The second Lion King.
Remake. Yeah. Remake.
What was it? Why did it? It's like every.
Oh, come on! It was a good remake. That is John Favreau doing a good job. That.
It's a nice, like, it's impressive, but it's like. Every performance is not quite as good. Mm. Like, you've got John Oliver, who I love, doing the Zazu, and Rowan Atkinson fucking nails it in the first one. It's not good. It's just everything's not quite as good. The only thing that's impressive is like how the detail and the realism.
Well, that is true of all the remakes. Certainly, Beauty and the Beast. There's a coldness to them. There's a lack of direction with the actors. I feel like the actors showed up, they gave them a really good costume, and they went, "Oh, go on then, that's it." And they're just sort of walking through the paces with all of them. But they're fine. And
I've not tried Aladdin yet. I've not tried that. So
that looks like the worst of the fucking bunch. What a waste of time! All these live action things are. Fuck them all.
They are. They are pure and simple money makers, but they're not wholly offensive. Will Smith does a really good job as the genie. Like Robin Williams versus that, you know.
Exactly. What are you going to do about that? You know, come on.
Yeah. He does a good job of it. He does.
What I've been watching is the old X-Men cartoons.
I used to love them.
Exactly. And Molly really likes them. She asks for them in the morning. It's great.
This is great. Young kids validating 40-year-old men's reminiscence. Like, if I had kids, I'd be making them watch every Muppet film on there, because they're all on there, of course, at the moment.
Yeah. It's amazing.
The Muppet Show.
No, the Muppet movies will be on there. I don't think the Muppet Show will be on there, because that's...
Did the BBC? No, I mean, I don't know. The Muppet. But it does make you realise exactly the monopoly Disney kind of have over some of the biggest properties entertainment. Yeah. It's frightening, you know.
Yeah, they've nailed it, haven't they? Yeah. But they don't know what to do
about
the
Simpsons now.
And the Simpsons are on
there. Yeah, because they bought Fox. Yeah.
They did indeed.
That's scary. That is scary.
So let's get on with this quiz, because we should fuck up out of people's lives in a minute.
Do it. What is the score on the quiz so far, by the way? We started with my one, which was Mad Men, and Matt won that. So Matt's got 1 point for that. The next one was...
No, we also had Jamie's West Wing quiz first.
My West Wing.
Your West Wing quiz. I won that one.
You won that one.
I did the Mad Men quiz.
Oh, you...
I did the shoddy Mad Men quiz.
That's right. Basically, me and Matt have both got a point. Jamie's got dick all. That's
even though I'm the only one who's put any real effort.
Jamie did the Breaking Bad one, and this one is fucking hard.
Okay.
Do you guys know Friends well?
No. I mean, God, Sarah no. does. Oh, I can well, get this, her upstairs.
Well, then this is pointless. I said it was going to be hard.
Well, I didn't. What I don't do know why I would show Friends anyway.
I mean, this is going to be 0-0 then. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
All right. In series one, mm-hmm. Joey's father has an affair. What is the woman's first name and profession? You get a point for each.
Okay. That is...
Perhaps you might resort to giving points to your favourite answer rather than the correct answer.
Well, it's just, this is a waste of time if you guys don't know anything about Friends.
Well, we've watched them.
You should have said that when I said I was going to do Friends.
Right. you could have said... Fine. What's Joey's friend called?
Yeah.
Go on.
What does Monica give as a parting gift to Paolo?
Okay. I think. Don't know who Paolo is, but.
Paolo is the Italian that Rachel sleeps with in.
Yeah.
See the series one or two.
Okay.
And then he makes a pass at Phoebe, and Rachel kicks him out. And as he is leaving, Monica gives him something.
Okay.
In the one where Dr. Amore dies, which I believe is series two, there is an argument, and who gets to have sex? I would like both names.
Oh, good God.
I hope there are people listening who are going, ooh, I know that one, rather than just going, I've got no fucking idea.
Don't let me finish this podcast without reading out the email we got, by the way.
All right, four. What are Richard Burke's children called? Richard Burke is the character played by Tom Selleck. First name's boy and a girl. All right. When Joey is going out with a woman called Kathy, who Chandler also finds attractive, I'm having to actually now spell out the scenarios. Because these guys don't actually know what's going on in Friends. You know what the name of the main six characters are, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So it's her birthday, and Joey asks Chandler to buy her a present for him because he's busy, and he gets her a book. What book is it?
Do you think you've got one yet, Joey?
I might have one.
Well, you're winning.
But I'm
in the one with the quiz where Joey and Chandler and Monica and Rachel are facing off over who knows each other better, and the winner gets the other person's apartment. What is the final question that Ross asks the girls in the lightning round that means they lose?
Oh, this is painful because... I could go this one. Okay.
All right. I don't know which series it is, but Phoebe gives birth to triplets. Mm-hmm. What are their names?
My wife is a big Friends fan. And she sat downstairs. It's very tempting to text her.
Well, I think you should get Sarah up here, really.
Yeah? I will if you want.
Well, I mean, we're kind of a long way into the quiz now. But
I'll get her up there for the answers, and then she can show what she would have won if she was a contender.
Okay. All right. Now, question number eight. Aside from Ross, which of the main six have been through a divorce?
I think I know this.
Question nine. Which sitcom did Phoebe's twin sister Ursula originate in?
Which sitcom?
She plays a twin sister.
She does, but the character already existed.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we got that. Yeah. And in the very final episode, Ross, which airport does Ross mistakenly go to try and catch Rachel?
Okay.
All right, are we going straight for the answers?
Yep. I've texted her, but she hasn't seen. Do you want me to get her?
Go grab her quickly.
Okay, hang on.
She'll only have seconds to give us her answer. She won't have any thinking time. But
she'll probably still do better than...
So, what, did you just not watch Friends? Or did you just watch it casually?
Well, I watched it, but I didn't watch it... I've not watched it in a long time, other than dipping into the odd one. And I never really was a massive, massive fan.
I think that series one and two of Friends are really some of the finest sitcom work. It's excellent.
It is good.
The physical comedy, the writing, and the performances are all so good in those first two series. And it is amazing how much of a cliff it drops off in series three.
Okay, really? Is that when it...
I'm watching Remember the Titans. You've interrupted me.
Oh,
Sarah, I am so sorry. It's
also,
just that
Sarah's
I really
cough.
Feel
she
like...
She might have the illness, so this might be the
last
question.
We'll keep 2 meters apart. Yeah. But I felt like this quiz deserved someone who at least watched Friends to answer the questions.
Okay.
So you're not going to get the thinking time that the guys just had, so you're going to get a question then followed fairly swiftly by an answer. But at least see if you can get close. See if you can get close. Cause it's a fairly hard quiz. Fairly hard. All right. So question one was, in series one, Joey's father has an affair. What is the woman's first name and her profession?
Oh, I've no idea.
I've gone for Wendy, right, who's a chiropodist.
Jamie?
I've gone for Gladys, a detective.
Her name was Ronnie, and she was a taxidermist.
Oh. Good
and when Chandler hears that, he says, when I go, I want to be looking for my keys. That's how he wants to be stuffed.
Yeah.
So question two was, what does Monica give as a parting gift to Paolo? What have you guys got? Go on, Sarah. What do you think?
I'm thinking of the wrong person. Oh, gosh. I wish you hadn't brought me in for this.
Sure,
it's not a vase, is it? Doesn't he write the poem about her being the empty vase?
That's Julio.
Oh, it's very mean. It's very similar. Yeah. I probably should get a point.
I went for a packet of crisps.
Jamie?
I went for Marcel the Monkey, yeah?
No, incorrect. Isn't it? It's a lasagna. The episode is called The One with the Dozen Lasagnas.
How recently did you re-watch it all?
Oh, man, I just remember this shit.
Really? It's very impressive.
You do.
I know a lot about Friends, but I don't know any of these.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm a disaster. In the one where Dr. Amore dies, who gets to have sex? Do you remember this, Sarah? There's an argument in the bathroom. There's only one condom left.
Yeah, I do remember that episode.
Well, I haven't got a clue.
The answer
was it Ross?
What did you guys answer?
I put Ross.
I've got
Ross and anyone else?
I put Ross and Rachel.
Correct. It is Ross and Rachel.
Yes.
It's, yes. Monica says to Richard, "They're doing it tonight. We can do it tomorrow." And he says, "If in future I could see the schedule in advance."
I got, and then,
got a point. This could, that could mean he won the quiz.
That could be the deciding factor.
You didn't say Rachel.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise it was double. I thought it was.
You can have one as well.
Well, no, you can extrapolate to Rachel, so you can have a point as well, Sarah. Sarah's in there too.
Thanks. And into this, or against my will.
What are Richard Burke's children called? Their first names.
That's Tom Selleck for you, Sarah.
Richard Burke's children are called Dick and Jane.
Oh, Michelle is one of
Michelle
is one of them.
Oh no! Yes, Michelle is correct.
Because she leaves the message. Wow. She leaves the answer phone message.
That is exactly right. Well done. You get a point for that.
Thank you.
Do you know the name of his son? He shows up in a later episode and treats Monica's eyes.
Yeah, he's the optician. I can't remember that. I can't remember.
It is Timothy.
Timothy would have guessed that.
No. Michelle and Tim.
Oh, this is a real hard, low point, this quiz, isn't it? Because everyone's just losing.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's very hard, though. It's good. Very good questions.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you remember the one where Joey is having a relationship with a woman called Kathy, who Chandler is in love with as well?
Yes. That was, yes.
What book does Chandler buy Joey's girlfriend, Kathy? Bow!
Wow.
Straight in. Well done. Well done, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah. Not even asking for me and Jamie's answers. There's no point.
No.
Number six, in the one that with the quiz, what is the final question Ross asks the girls in the lightning round that they fail to answer and they lose their apartment?
Wait.
What is Chandler's job?
Oh, yes.
Correct.
Yay!
Oh,
and she says,
you're cooking on gas now.
Sarah's nailing it now. This is good. This is good. All right. When Phoebe gives birth to triplets, what are their names?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
No. Chandler is one of them.
Correct.
It's got to be Joey and Ross, hasn't it?
No. Because Chandler was a girl.
Oh.
And that was his name.
Right. There's two girls and one boy.
Rachel and Monica.
No, one of them. Did she name one after her mom? Oh.
Close.
Sister.
No. I can't remember, and it'll kill me when you say. I'm going
to have to hurry you.
Oh.
Okay, so the other girl is called Leslie, and the son is called Frank Jr.
Jr. Oh, how could I forget that? The pressure too much.
Next question.
Aside from Ross, which of the main six have been through a divorce?
I've gone for Phoebe.
I went for Phoebe.
Sarah?
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
It is
correct. She was
married to a figure skater.
Yeah!
Correct.
No, that's right.
Oh, we've gone from 1-0 to Jamie to 2-1. Sarah's a special guest, but
separate of Sarah, yeah, because you know Sarah's gonna beat the shit out of us.
That's right, a figure skater, a gay figure skater. And which sitcom did Phoebe's twin sister Ursula originate in?
Days of Our Lives.
No.
That's
soap. Oh, I know this. I've wrote something about this recently. Oh, it's so frustrating.
Jamie?
But Seinfeld.
Incorrect. And one of the characters from this sitcom appears in an episode. Two of them, in fact. Helen Hunt.
Oh, it's Dharma and Greg.
No, it's not.
Mad About You?
It's not. Oh, that's it.
Final question.
Wasn't big over here.
You have a question, did you say?
Final question.
Final question. In the final episode, which airport does Ross mistakenly go to try and catch Rachel?
Jamie first.
One in three chance here.
Jamie.
I've gone with LaGuardia.
So have I.
I'm afraid not. It's JFK.
No. Well, that means
I win, though.
That means that so far this year, we've all won one quiz and we're all level pegging and that now includes Sarah as well. Wow.
The real winner was Matt for his questions. Was it, though? Very, very good. But the real winner in the quiz is me.
Well, that's
well, yeah, you know. Yeah, well, that's a given. Yeah.
And I've sucked up to the quizmaster, so I reckon that that's a given.
Yeah, I think you deserve all the points.
Thanks.
Yeah,
and it was... Go and watch Remember the Titans. And oh my gosh, go back and watch it now because there are so many big stars that you've completely forgotten.
I know. What's his name? Isn't it Channing Tatum?
It's Ryan Gosling. No, you're thinking of Coach Carter.
You're right. I've got them mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen either of those films.
Thanks.
Right, I'm going to rewatch The Favourite tonight.
Oh yeah. Which one was that?
It's a film.
Oh with, yeah. Oh god, yeah.
Rachel Weisz, Emma Stone, and Olivia Colman.
Oh, it's hard going though. Watched that twice. Watched it once in the cinema and then once in Berlin in an open air cinema. It's better with a big crowd.
Wow.
The jokes land better.
Cool.
Anyway. Great.
Very good quiz, Matthew.
Yeah, well
done. You put effort in. I appreciate that. And yep. I apologise for the push showing, but I did win it and in your face, Howell. So that's that.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, chaps.
I feel good.
Next time,
who's doing the quiz? Howell?
Yeah, it's my turn again. What should I do it on?
Do it on something we both, me and Matt.
And how hard should I make it? Should it be like, what did one character say to the other in the first series of?
You know what? Do a Walking Dead quiz. Do a Walking Dead quiz, but don't make it. Okay. Don't make it too hard, but make it tough enough for me and Matt to have to.
Okay.
You know.
Remind me as well. Remind me that I'm doing it. I'll forget.
Why don't you do Game of Thrones?
Could do.
Oh, you'll go on then, but Matthew, I'll take you down into Chinatown with a Game of Thrones quiz. Can't possibly want to bring that pain on your ass.
Hi to Ray, who hasn't emailed us for ages. Ray, do you remember Ray? Hi.
Come on, Howell. I've got to go.
Okay, just listening to the latest podcast with Matt critiquing Picard, which I haven't seen. It occurred to me that I don't think you've reviewed The Expanse. This is a hard sci-fi, which was cancelled by the Sci-Fi Channel after Jeff Bezos rescued... And then Jeff Bezos rescued it. They're now for Series 5. Got to be worth a look. Plus, it completely follows the four-episode rule. You really have to watch up to fourth episode. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah,
if anyone wants to take up that challenge.
Very true. I've already done that. I'm two series into it. We could talk about it next time, though.
Okay.
But I do have some thoughts on it. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you.
I'd be interested to hear them. But on the subject of sci-fi, watch Altered Carbon. It's brilliant. Series 2, really great.
Okay. And if anybody else wants to email us, like Ray did, you hear how excited we are, studio@theboxsetpod.com. And when Matt and Jamie listen back to this podcast, try and figure out which of you is causing a very high-pitched scraping sound throughout the whole thing. There's Matt's wine. It's time to go. What a sound that was. That was incredible. Satisfied with his quiz. Take care.
Thanks very much. Good night.
Stay
good
creative.
Work.
Good night. Yeah, if it was wine.
Okay. Whatever.
Bye now.